Hey, 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 what's going on, Podcast Nation? It's Jason Harris here, and this is NADA 2024. I'm hanging out with my buddy Matthew over at Trade Pending, and we're gonna take a little walk, and we're gonna have a little operation, a little dealer talk, stuff like that. So here's kind of what we've been doing with these cool chats.
Tell me. Let's go.
We've been going around finding some of the smartest and brightest.
I appreciate that.
Right. And just kind of asking the question, like, you know, what should dealerships really should be focusing on right now in 2024?
Here's a couple things, right? So obviously interest rates still playing a big role in everything, right? So how do you help people know what they can afford, right, in an easy way? And there's lots of different ways. Right, so the super quick way, basic payment calculators, there's the really lengthy, sophisticated ways, digital retailing, that type of thing. So I think getting those dialed in right is super important. That's certainly definitely top of mind for us.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, I just recently heard a stat right now, you know, I mean, a few years ago, that $500 payment today is $720.
Right.
And so I mean, I know consumers. I mean, for the longest time, I loved my Nissan Maxima. And I would just walk right back in. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready for my next one. You know, about 3.5-4 years, right? That was my point. Yeah. But I knew within a few bucks what I was getting myself into, right? It was like, okay, here's the keys. Give me my new one. Oh, same payment. All right, no surprise, you know? But that's not the case anymore. And, you know, I mean, talk about, you know, really kind of, you know, trying to create a great experience. But then, you know, the consumer's like, what?
Yeah.
You know? So no, I'm with you. I mean, that's definitely something I think we need to focus on that. And because plus it also creates that transparency, but also just educating the customers on why this is the case.
Right. I think there's another big thing too. And so as it's gotten harder to sell cars, there's kind of two outputs of that. One is there's people were talking about this in 23, but getting back to basics, right? Just making it easier to sell again. We think about that a lot. We've got software that makes it easier to sell cars, but again, that's people, process, and product. It's all three of those. But then I think the other output of that is, well, I'm going to call it maybe 2024 is the year of service marketing, right? So it's not as sexy to market service as it is cars. But man, talk about the profit center, the availability there. It's just not a lot of emphasis there, but there's a ton of opportunity for the people who are doing it right.
Well, it's not only just the marketing of it. I also think it's just the lead generation portion of it, right?
You that know, breeze feels really good right there, by the way.
It does. You know, and that's one of the things I've always kind of been impressed with what the solutions you guys have to offer. I mean, dude, look, if I look at lead generation, like on the variable side, there's about 200 companies here that actually could assist me in that, right? But when I think of the fixed ops side, you probably count it on one hand how many, because no one's attempted to do it, right? Like no one said like, hey, we need to increase our service business. And I just recently read a stat and it's absolutely mind boggling to me, but it would be almost 70% of customers stop servicing at the dealership once the warranty expires. So I'm losing 70% of my customers when that warranty expires. I mean, that's just hemorrhage just coming out of the dealership. And it's like, what do we do about it?
Right. It's wild. And so, yeah, if you also look, it might have been Cox Automotive published some stats on just how woefully behind Americans are on basic service, tire rotations, oil changes, right?
Yep.
The dealer community can help with that. They're phenomenal at doing that.
Absolutely.
We're just not great at spreading that word, spreading the gospel about why they're better, why they're different, why you want to have the OEM certified technicians, why that's better than the quick loop place. Ton of opportunity
there. Well, and I'm glad you brought the quick loop place, all right? Like, I don't know if, you know, for everyone out there watching, listening right now, the stat currently right now is the average dealership has 16, all right, non-franchise entities in your marketplace fighting for that brake job, for that oil change. Like, I mean, this is, you know, we talk about competitiveness on the sales side. I mean, that is some next level competition, you know, and it just said, like, as dealers, you know, we got to be prepared for it.
Indeed. You know, I think there's one kind of final thing I'll call out, and that is as the shine of digital retailing has started to wear off a little bit, I don't think it's outrageous or outlandish of me to say that. We're trying to educate the market. You and I have talked about this, of trying to help meet customers where they are when they come to your website, and treating them, recognizing that different people are at different stages of the buying cycle.
100%.
Not everybody wants to do a digital retailing process or go into a chat when they're just there to get a quick bit of information about a monthly payment, about a trade-in.
Yes.
You need all those tools.
100%.
You do, but you got to make sure that you are treating the customer right and not confusing them by sending them down a path that they are not ready to go down yet. So that's, from our perspective, obviously we have products that cater to those early stage shoppers and buyers. We're really good at that, but it's up to us and all the other vendors to educate the market and say, like, yeah, when they're up here, you want to send them this, you want to convert them. When they're down here, send them down those more sophisticated paths, those longer paths.
And let's talk a little bit about the offers. I mean, look, this isn't like anything necessarily new to our industry. I mean, we've been using special offers to retain and conquest customers into our service department. I mean, for as long as I've known, probably since Henry Ford started putting out vehicles, we've done that. But there's been really kind of no way of knowing of really what the effectiveness of those were. I mean, look, I know you guys are going to laugh at me, but I'm going to tell you a little story. I mean, I was a service director, okay? And, you know, I put my $10 off oil change coupon in the Penny Saver. I know, I'm dating myself. I apologize. All right. But I swear it worked. I swear it worked. But did I actually know it worked, you know? And it's just like, now it's so funny. You get back to this, the digital format, and for the most part, dealerships really haven't, I mean, nothing's changed. I mean, dude, I still see coupons that have like the scissor cutout
things so
on,
good.
On a website.
So
a
good.
Website. Just like, what do you
put that thing in an Apple wallet, an Android wallet. Let's
right?
go.
Well,
it's 2024.
I'm like, who has a printer? I mean, the funny thing is I actually had to go buy a printer the other day because I had to print something out and send something. And I was like, I don't even have a printer. But that's the case. But no, look, I'm with you. I mean, I think from a fixed ops perspective, I mean, this is a huge monster opportunity. I mean, right now as an industry, you know, we're down 35, almost 45% in leasing. So that's where a lot of our retention
that's
has
right.
come from. Well, that retention is not going to be there. So, and we're not necessarily feeling that now because you have that ripple effect of the leases for, you know, the 3-4 year period, but that is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to focus on our fixed ops side.
It's time, 2024, year of service marketing. You heard it here.
Wait, before I let you go,
okay.
I could talk about service marketing.
You don't seem to have a problem talking.
No,
you're good.
I'm good at that. I got to know.
What the This was the, you know, like the turnover chains in football? Like if you make an interception, you get the turnover chain. We printed out this thing for the top salesperson for each day. I'm not a salesperson, but it was still a ton of fun. And it weighs like 40 pounds. And I'm going to have back problems tomorrow.
You know, I will got to say, you know, out of a lot of the companies I've become friends with, all right, I love you guys' commitment to fun. Like, I really, really do. I seriously admire it, and I'm sure your dealer partners feel the exact
I hope so. Same, right? I hope so. I admire your commitment to orange. I don't know. I mean, we got to look at the shoes here, right?
We got to get some shoe action there. There we go. We're getting some shoe action. Well, Matthew, thank you so much.
Yes, sir, Jason.
This has been great. Thanks for watching, everyone.